some good, some bad on both sides of the ball. I guess.
Well, I thought it was a good scrimmage for the very first one. You know, it's a whole lot different when you got all the pads on and all the blocks are legal and all the hitting's legal and you know, you got first down, second down, third down, different situations. You know, it's just a whole different story.
The offensive line, though, managed to make some room for the running backs a couple times. That encouraging to you?
Well, that's their job. Yeah. And that is their job. That's what they're supposed to do. And, you know, they had a good night and had some good runs. And the backs ran hard, too.
I was going to say that some of those freshmen, we saw a little bit of that, that speed you've been talking about.
Yeah. They got some get up and go. But
Kennard had a big one earlier.
Kennard had one, and Gaston's been playing good. So, you know, we feel like we're going to have a stable to choose from.
Were there specific situations then you were trying to work on throughout the spring?
No, we were just going to put it down and see what came up. And the only thing we do is change the field position every once in a while and get some down closer to the goal and, you know, have some red zone stuff to work on.
And it was your ruling that it was the fumble was out of bounds there, touchback? Is that
good? Yes. There is no review of Coach Johnson's rulings.
Had a nice pass from Larry DeMonahan.
Yeah. We had some good things. We had some hard hitting and some execution on offense, and defense got going a little bit after the first series, and we looked at some young guys at the end, so that was fun to do. I'm very pleased with what happened.
What's sort of your schedule for how much more live action we'll see as the week goes on?
We'll see some every once in a while, and then we'll have a big scrimmage on Saturday. Okay. But we'll do some more hitting in the afternoons.
Is it strictly scrimmage Saturday, or is it like at the last half of practice? Or?
No, we're gonna go. We'll do some special teams in there with it, but we're gonna scrimmage.
You mentioned Monahan, another one of those guys who got hurt early last year. He back 100%.
Oh yeah,
he's behind it all.
He's 100% and raring to go. And was having a good year last year. That was so disappointing about the whole thing. And you know, having him and Brandon Barden, you know, makes us very flexible in those positions. And you know, Brandon can especially split out, and you can put those two in there. It's like having two tight ends in the game, but it's also like having three wideouts in the game. So it presents a tough package for defenses to deal with.
Couple injuries, Seymour and Caldwell.
Seymour's sick, upset stomach, was throwing up, and Caldwell's got a growing injury.
Get Richardson and Welch back today, so those things tend to balance out as you go along.
Yeah, the injury report is an adventure every day. It always has been, not just this year. It's a long time to practice without having to deal with injuries. You got to deal with them.
Looked at a few more guys on the kickoff returns, and I guess how many you're looking at, what, a half dozen maybe?
We're looking at a lot of them right now, and we're just trying to get the schemes down, and really hadn't tested anybody as far as the return aspect of it.